Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltzer dictating industry report on patient Mark Buchholz, date of birth 4/30/1974, date of service is July 25th, 2024. Physician Dr. Evgeny Goltzer, DO. Referring physician Dr. Caroline Nguyen. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, common personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure performed concerns of pain, period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion tissue malignancy, or all signs of the patient's lesion brought to anesthesia, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. As a direct exam was performed, a well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice as the valve components of the fold period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, trans colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum, or retroflexure is obtained in the rectum. Boston Bell prep score was graded as a 8, 2-3-3, good prep. The patient side procedure without any complications. Finding the terminal AM, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston Bell prep score of 8, 2-3-3, good prep. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters, removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive appendiceal orifice polyp, removed cold biopsy. Polypectomy. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next time, plan followed biopsy pathology. Next time, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next time, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.